Oh God, that's our heart's cry today. That you'd be glorified.
Du må være løftet højt.
You'd be lifted up.
Løftet højt.
God, we thank you for who you are.
Gud, vi takker dig for den du er.
And everything that you've done for us.
For alt det som du har gjort for os.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, you can take your seat.
Ja, velkommen at sidde ned.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And it is a go time. All of the kids.
Og det er tid til go for alle børnene.
We have mini go, go and teen go.
Vi har mini go, go og teen go.
And so we can head out there.
Så I kan alle sammen tage derud.
Where it looks like all kinds of fun.
Du ser som alle slags sjov sker derovre.
It'll also be fun in here, guys. Don't worry.
Det skal også nok blive sjovt derinde. Bare tag det roligt.
And as my good friend and colleague Kenneth said,
som min gode ven og kollega Kenneth sagde,
yes, my name is Joel.
Så mit navn Joel.
Yes, I'm from Australia.
Ja, jeg er fra Australien.
And so that apparently means I'm meant to be energetic this morning.
Så det betyder at jeg skal være energisk den her morgen.
So my sincere apologies if I bore you.
Så min oprigtige undskyldning hvis jeg keder jer.
I will be a disgrace to my nation.
Så vil jeg være i vanære for min nation.
Luckily, I'm on my way back there on Tuesday.
Men heldigvis er jeg tilbage på tirsdag.
Come on.
Kom så.
It's going to be 10 degrees warmer than it is here.
Det skal være 10 grader varmere end det er her.
Could you just pray for me, church?
Kirke, kan I bede for mig?
Pray that it is a safe trip.
Bed for at jeg får en god rejse.
And that the Lord would speak to the airplane company about upgrading me. That would just be...
Og at Herren må tale til flyfirmaet om at opgradere min rejse.
I just don't know how much more my tailbone can take in those economy seats.
Jeg ved ikke mere, hvor meget mere min halebing kan klare på sådan et økonomisæde.
I'm just kidding.
Nej, det er bare sjov.
What a beautiful occasion.
Hvilken vidunderlig dag vi har i dag.
Ungdoms velsignelse. Tak. Tak, Christian. A chance to bless the youth.
En lejlighed til at velsigne ungdommen.
What an awesome opportunity.
Hvilken vidunderlig mulighed.
And it's a party. An occasion for partying.
Og det er en lejlighed for en fest.
Right, Jakob Lundberg.
Rigtig Jakob Lundberg.
Yeah, oh, that was very enthusiastic.
Det var meget begejstret.
Almost Australian.
Næsten australsk.
But anyway, you know, there is a degree of tradition about today.
Men der er en grad af tradition i dag.
But the great thing is it's also an invitation.
Men det er også en indbydelse.
To take a moment and take a step closer to God and his plan and purposes for our lives.
Til at tage et øjeblik og se på hvad Guds planer og formål er med vores liv.
And that's my prayer for the youth that have been blessed today.
Og det er min bøn for den ungdom som blev velsignet i dag.
That is not just a moment, it's not just a Sunday.
At det ikke bare en søndag.
But it's a continuation of your journey with Jesus.
Men at det må være en fortsættelse af jeres rejse med Jesus.
Where you keep getting closer to him.
Hvor I fortsætter med at komme tættere på ham.
And realize how amazing his plan is for your life.
Og se hvor fantastisk hans plan er for jeres liv.
But right now, let's go to the Word of God.
Så lige nu lad os høre til Guds ord.
Are you ready?
Er I klar?
I hope so.
Det håber jeg.
I'm reading from Ecclesiastes.
Vi skal læse fra Prædikernes bog.
Chapter 12.
Vers kapitel 12.
And it'll be from verses 1 to 4.
Og vers 1 til 4.
Yeah, this one's a cracker.
Og det er virkelig en god en.
Here we go. I hope you're ready.
Jeg håber I er klar.
Don't let the excitement of your youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore. Remember him before the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars is dim in your old eyes and rain clouds continually darken your sky. Woo! Remember him before your legs, the guards of your house start to tremble, and before the shoulders your strong men stoop. Remember him before your teeth, your few remaining servants stop grinding, and before your eyes, the women looking through the windows see dimly. Remember him before the door to life's opportunities is closed and the sound of work fades. Now you rise at the first chirping of the birds, correct? But then their sounds will grow faint. Amen.
Yes. Husk på din skaber i ungdommens dage, før de onde dage kommer, og de år oprinder, om hvilke du siger. Dem kan jeg ikke lide. Før solen, lyset, månen og stjernerne formørkes, og skyerne kommer igen efter regnen. Den dag, da husets vogtere ryster, da de stærke mænd bliver krumperet, da kvinderne ved kværnen må stanse, fordi de er for få, da det mørkner for dem, der kigger ud af vinduerne, da dørene til gaden lukkes, lyden for kværnen dør hen, og man vågner, når fuglene kvidrer, alle sangens døtre bliver stille.
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen, lad os be.
God, I thank you for your word.
Gud, jeg takker dig for dit ord.
God, I pray that you would just anoint this moment.
Gud, jeg beder mig, at du må salve det her øjeblik.
That we would hear what your heart is saying to us.
At vi må høre, hvad dit hjerte siger til os.
That you would build our life after your will.
At du vil bygge vores liv efter din vilje.
In Jesus name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen. Amen. Who's feeling blessed and uplifted after that passage of scripture?
Hvem føler sig velsignet og opløftet efter det her skriftsted?
That's one of the really exciting ones.
Det er en af de virkelig opmuntrende steder.
What makes the Bible an interesting book?
Hvad er det, der gør som Bibelen til sådan en interessant bog?
Is that there are some passages you have to read a few times before you get the take home message.
Det er, der findes nogle skriftsteder, du må læse et par gange, for du forstår det besked, du skal have med hjem.
And that's okay. That makes life just a little bit more interesting.
Og det er helt okay. Det gør livet bare lidt mere interessant.
You know, and of course, this is one of these scriptures that seems a little dark and gloomy on the surface.
Det her er en af de skriftsteder, der måske virker lidt lunken og lidt mørkt ud fra overfladen.
Remember him before your teeth.
Husk ham før dine tænder.
Your few remaining servants.
Dine få tilbageværende tjenere.
Stop grinding.
Hold op med at kværne.
Amen.
Amen.
Or in my case.
Eller i mit tilfælde.
Remember him when the hair on your head ceases to grow.
Eller husk på ham, da det håret på hovedet holder op med at vokse.
And fills your ears instead.
Fylder op i ørerne i stedet for.
Now as depressing as Ecclesiastes can sound as a book.
Lige så nedtrykkende som prædikensbog kan lyde som en bog.
It's actually known as a wisdom book.
Så det er faktisk kendt som en visdomsbog.
In fact, if you read a little further down in the chapter.
Faktisk hvis du læser lidt senere i kapitlet.
In verse 11 it says, the words of the wise are like cattle prods.
De vise ord er som pige og som søm, der satte i tætte rækker, de er formet en hyrde.
Painful, but helpful.
De gør ondt, men de hjælper.
Their collected sayings are like a nail-studded stick, which a shepherd drives the sheep.
Ja, de er som søm, der satte i tætte rækker, de er formet en hyrde.
And that's how wisdom sounds sometimes to us.
Og det er nogle gange sådan, som visdom lyder til os.
Especially when we are young.
Specielt når vi er unge.
See the late Carrie Bagnell, my mother.
Så min mor Carrie Bagnell.
She's not with us anymore.
Hun er ikke blandt os længere.
But she had this approach to raising me, which was a little harsh sometimes.
Hun har den her tilgang til at opdrage mig, som var lidt hård nogle gange.
When we'd be sitting at the dinner table, she would pat my belly a few times.
Da vi sad til middagsbordet, så slog hun mig på maven nogle gange.
Or when I had some friends over for dinner, she wouldn't say anything.
Eller når jeg havde venner over til aftensmad, så ville hun ikke sige noget.
She would just pat my tummy.
Hun ville bare ligesom trykke mig på maven.
As in to say, Joel, it is wise that you don't eat so much.
Som om hun sagde, Joel, det er måske vist, at du ikke spiser så meget.
And that made me so mad.
Og det gjorde mig så vred.
Because she was right.
Fordi det var rigtigt, det hun
sagde. And I still don't listen.
Men jeg vil stadigvæk lytte til hende.
But there was wisdom in what she was saying.
Men der var visdom i det, som hun sagde.
Now today is called a youth blessing.
I dag hedder det en ungdomsvelsignelse.
And one of the ways, one of the best ways that God blesses us.
Og en af de bedste måder Gud han velsigner os på.
Is with wisdom.
Er med visdom.
I would prefer it.
Jeg vil foretrække det.
If the way God blessed us today was with a 5,000 kroner check in the hand before we get out the door.
Hvis måden Gud velsignede os på i dag var en 5,000 kroner check i hånden på vej ud gennem døren.
But it says in Proverbs chapter 3 verses 13 to 15.
Men det siger i Ordsmålens bog 3, 13 til 15.
Blessed are those who find wisdom, and those who gain understanding.
Lykkeligt er det menneske, der har vundet visdom. Det er menneske, der opnår forstandighed.
For she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold.
For det er bedre at værve end sølv, og den giver større udbytte end guld.
She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her.
Den er mere kostbar end perler, og dine skatte kan ingen måle sig med den.
God's greatest blessing.
Guds største velsignelse.
Is wisdom.
Er visdom.
And so today, when we look at this passage,
så i dag, når vi ser på det her skriftsted,
It's actually not a criticism of age and growing old.
Så det er ikke en kritik af alder og det at blive ældre.
It's wise words to the young and the young at heart.
Det er visdomsord til den unge og den som ung i hjertet.
That the opportunity that youth gives us.
At den mulighed som ungdommen giver os.
And that life gives us.
Og som livet giver os.
To follow God's way.
At følge Guds vej.
And to seize the moments that we have.
Og at ligesom tage de øjeblikke som vi har.
Some years ago when I was still living in Australia.
For nogle år siden da jeg stadig boede i Australien.
It was really big news when we found out IKEA was moving to Brisbane.
Var det store nyheder, at vi fandt ud af, at IKEA skulle komme til Brisbane.
It was exciting. I think it was the first IKEA in the whole country.
Det var stor. Alle var meget spændte, for jeg tror, det den første IKEA, der kom til landet.
We didn't really know what it was, but we knew it was going to be massive and interesting.
Vi
and Swedish.
Vi vidste ikke rigtigt, hvad det var, men vi vidste, at det var kæmpestort og interessant og svensk.
So in my excitement and my curiosity.
Så i mine min begejstring og min nysgerrighed, tak.
I decided to just swing past IKEA and check it out.
Så tænkte jeg bare, at tage lige en smuttur forbi IKEA og se, hvad det er for noget.
I learned very quickly that one does not just swing by IKEA.
Og jeg fandt hurtigt ud af, at man tager bare ikke en smuttur forbi IKEA.
That's a whole day thing.
Det er en hel dags arrangement.
You get trapped in there.
Du bliver fanget derinde.
I got terrified.
Jeg blev helt skrækslagen.
What is this?
Hvad er det for noget?
There's furniture and lamps and I couldn't find my whole way through.
Der er møbler og lamper, jeg kan ikke finde vej igennem det.
It made me want to stay away.
Det fik mig lyst til bare blive væk.
I'm not going to IKEA.
Jeg tager ikke til IKEA.
I'm too busy for that.
Jeg har for travlt til det.
It wasn't until Helena and I started dating.
Det var ikke indtil Helena og jeg vi startede med at date.
She moved to Australia and of course she wanted to go to IKEA.
Hun flyttede til Australien og så følte hun gerne til IKEA.
You know, a little bit like a foreign embassy-ish, you know, when
lidt som en fremmed ambassade i Australien.
It's insane how similar every IKEA smells.
Det er vanvittigt hvor eneste IKEA lugter.
So the moment you open the door, you just smell the cinnamon rolls and the wood and the hot dogs and
at du åbner døren, det lugter bare kanelsneglene og ja, hotdogsne og det hele.
I discovered by walking with Helena that there was actually a plan.
Jeg fandt ud af, da jeg gik sammen med Helena, at faktisk var der en plan.
Like someone had thought this through.
At nogen havde faktisk tænkt det her igennem.
There was a map.
Der var et kort.
And if you knew where to look, there were shortcuts.
Og hvis du vidste, hvor du kunne se, så var der smutvej.
And even better.
Og endnu bedre.
There was candy and hot dogs.
Så var der slik og hot dogs.
And she knew if she just gave me enough candy and enough hot dogs, I would survive the trip.
Hun vidste, hvis hun gav mig nok slik og nok hot dogs, så skulle nok overleve turen.
Someone had thought this through.
Nogen havde tænkt det igennem.
And that's exactly like life with Jesus.
Og sådan er det også med livet med Jesus.
At the beginning, at the start, we're like, this is interesting, this is curious.
Og så i begyndelsen, så ved startlinjen, så det her spændende, det her, det er, ja.
And we step in there and we're like, whoa, I do not understand any of what's going on here.
Og vi træder ind og tænker, jeg forstår ikke noget som helst af det, der foregår her.
But there is a map.
Men der er et kort.
There is a plan.
Der er en plan.
There is wisdom.
Der er visdom.
There are slick and hot dogs if you hang around long enough.
Der er slik og hot dog, hvis du bliver der længe nok.
The blessing is that we don't have to navigate life by ourselves.
Velsignelsen er, at vi ikke navigerer vores liv alene.
This is an invitation to follow the plan and purpose of Jesus.
Det her er en invitation til at følge planen og formålet, som Jesus har til os.
That is
det er
a blessed youth and a blessed life.
Det er en velsignet ungdom og et velsignet liv.
So today I've just got some wisdom for the young and young at heart.
Så der har jeg lidt visdom til dem som er unge og unge i hjertet.
About how we live a blessed youth and a blessed life.
Hvordan vi lever en velsignet ungdom og et velsignet liv.
The first bit of wisdom is this.
Den første del af visdom er det her.
Enjoy.
Nyd det.
Enjoy life.
Nyd livet.
So the scripture starts out by saying don't let the excitement of youth cause.
Så skriftet starter med at sige, lad ikke ungdommens begejstring forårsage.
What I pick up there is,
hvad sådan op der, det er,
the Bible is acknowledging that life can be exciting.
At det Bibelen den vedkender, at livet kan godt være spændende.
That's good news.
Det er gode nyheder.
God isn't just a, you know, 24/7 buzzkill.
Gud han er ikke bare sådan en partykiller 24/7.
Don't let the excitement of your youth
Der er ikke ungdommens begejstring,
etc. You know, our life is a gift from God.
Vores liv er en gave fra Gud.
So we have to embrace it and enjoy it and love it.
Så vi skal omfavne det, nyde det og elske det.
No one else will do that for us.
Ingen anden gør det for os.
That's up to us.
Det er vores ansvar.
John 10:10 says that Jesus came so that we would have life and life to the full.
Johannes 10:10 siger Jesus, at han kom, så vi må have liv og liv i overflod.
And the best way to receive a gift is just to enjoy it.
Den bedste måde at modtage en gave er bare at nyde den.
My dad is an incredibly embarrassing human being.
Min far er en utroligt ydmygende mand.
And I'm probably a lot like him.
Måske meget ligesom ham.
If you ask my kids.
Så spørg mine børn.
Now, every birthday and Christmas, he just wants one thing and one thing only.
Hver fødselsdag og juleaften vil han kun have én ting og kun den ene ting.
A gift voucher.
Et gavekort.
From the equivalent of Bauhaus.
For det, der svarer til Bauhaus.
I'm like, Dad, you are so boring.
Jeg sagde, far, du er
så kedelig. So hard to buy gifts for.
Så svært at købe gaver til dig.
But every Christmas and every birthday, it's the same routine.
Men hver juleaften, hver fødselsdag, er det den samme rutine.
We give him the envelope.
Vi giver ham konvolutten.
And then it starts.
Og så starter det.
Wacky do, kids!
Oh, hvad har I fundet på, børn?
Gee, I wonder what this can be.
Oh, kan jeg vide, hvad det her det er?
I don't know what it sounds like.
Jeg ved, hvad det lyder som.
It takes a little, little bite out of it.
Han tager en lille bid af den.
Oh, this is exciting.
Oh, det her det er spændende.
My dad, just stop it, man.
Lad far, bare lad nu bare være.
But I love the gift. I'm excited.
Men jeg elsker gaven. Jeg er spændt på det.
You know what it is.
Men han ved, hvad det er.
But that's his special, very special way.
Men det er hans meget, meget specielle måde.
Of showing his appreciation for the gift.
At vise hans taknemmelighed for gaven.
It's actually a That's a refreshing approach to life.
Det er faktisk lidt for fristende måde, fristende vej til livet.
It's nice when you meet someone who's excited about life.
Det er rart, når du møder nogen, der er spændt på livet.
Nothing like meeting a sour person.
Der er ikke noget som at møde en sådan en sur, kedelig person.
In church or anywhere else.
I kirken eller hvor det end må være.
Life is a gift.
Livet er en gave.
What does the Bible say about youth?
Hvad siger Bibelen om ungdom?
In Proverbs 20, verse 29, it says.
I Ordsprogene 20, vers 29 siger det.
The glory of the young is their strength.
Unge mænds pryd er deres kraft.
And the gray hair of experience is the splendor of the old.
Og de gamles ære er det grå hår.
Woo! I don't know about you, but I would like to swap some splendor for strength. Is anyone with me there?
Jeg ved ikke, hvordan det er, men jeg vil gerne vende lidt ære for lidt styrke.
I'm not quite buying this whole, you know, excitement around gray hair.
Jeg køber ikke helt ind i den her begejstring for grå hår.
I accept it.
Men jeg accepterer det.
You know, when you're young, you can do things like stay up all night and not fall asleep involuntarily.
Når du er ung, så kan du blive op hele natten og ikke falde i søvn sådan.
You can sneeze or cough without worrying about putting your back out again.
Du kan nyse eller hoste ud uden at bekymre for om du skal lige strække med ryggen frem igen.
You can exercise one day and then get up the next and do it again.
Du kan være aktiv en dag og igen gøre det igen samme dag.
Without,
næste dag.
Without needing a massage and a 4-day break.
Uden at have brug for en massage og en 4-dages pause.
You can bounce back. You're easily excitable.
Du kommer hurtigt tilbage igen. Du bliver hurtigt begejstret igen.
Not cynical.
Du bliver ikke kynisk.
Sometimes maybe.
Nogle gange måske.
But it says in Isaiah that even youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall.
Men det siger Isaiah på, at selv ungdommen bliver trættes ud, og den gamle mand, han falder.
The strength of youth, even the strength of youth, can get challenged.
Så selv ungdommens styrke kan blive udfordret.
And we know this is true.
Og vi ved, det her det er sandt.
I think we hear all the time that in this day and age, young people are under more pressure than ever before.
Vi hører hele tiden, at i dagens tidsalder, så er unge mennesker under pres mere end nogensinde før.
The statistics certainly aren't good either.
Og statistikkerne, de er bestemt heller ikke gode.
Around mental health and stress and the increase that's going on there.
Om hvad der kommer til mentale helbred og stress og den vækst der sker der.
Where do these pressures come from?
Hvor kommer det her pres fra?
Expectations from culture and society.
Forventninger fra kultur og samfundet.
From themselves.
Fra dem selv.
Or maybe it's because the youth is where the pressure is to make these major decisions about what direction do I want to take my life in.
Eller når det er i ungdom, man skal tage det store pres, det er at tage de her store beslutninger om hvilken retning skal jeg bevæge mit liv i.
It's a lot.
Det er meget.
It can be a heavy burden sometimes.
Det kan være en stor byrde nogle gange.
But life is a gift.
Men livet er en gave.
And we should enjoy the gift we've been given.
Og vi skal nyde den gave vi har fået.
There was a Dane that once said.
Der var en dansker som engang sagde.
To travel is to live.
At rejse er at leve.
Unfortunately, I feel like today.
Desværre så føler jeg ligesom om i dag.
Culture would say to have a master's degree is to live.
Altså siger kulturen at have en masters grad det er at leve.
Sort out your passage, your rite of passage in society.
Så din rejse gennem samfundet.
But today is a gift.
Men i dag er en gave.
And it's okay that we're excited about today.
Og det er okay at vi er begejstrede for i dag.
We should slow down a little bit.
Vi skal måske lige sætte tempoet lidt ned.
Smell the roses.
Lugte til roserne.
Or the bacon, whichever you
eller
prefer.
Bacon, hvad du foretrækker.
Learn how to play golf.
Lær at spille golf.
Or take long walks in nature chasing a ball, something like that.
Eller tage en lang gåtur i naturen og jagte en bold eller noget den stil.
Learn gratitude.
Lær at være taknemmelig.
Because life is excited.
Fordi exciting. Livet er spændende.
Says in Matthew, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries.
Siger Matthæus evangeliet, så vær ikke bekymret for dagen i morgen. Dagen i morgen skal bekymre sig for sig selv.
Today's trouble is enough for today.
Dagens problemer er nok i dag.
Learn to live in the moment and enjoy today.
Lær at leve i øjeblikket og nyde i dag.
The second piece of advice is.
Det andet råd det er.
Is that we shouldn't forget our creator.
At vi ikke skal glemme vores skaber.
Don't let the excitement of your youth cause you to forget your creator.
Lad ikke ungdomsbegejstringen lede at du forglemmer din skaber.
Or maybe we can say don't let the excitement of life cause you to forget your creator.
Eller måske vi kan sige lad ikke livets begejstring få dig til at glemme din skaber.
When the education is done, the partner is sorted.
Når uddannelsen er færdig, du har fundet din livspartner.
The career is on track, the cash is in the bank.
Okay, jeg er på rette vej, pengene er i banken.
The nice car is in the driveway.
Den lækre bil er indkørslen.
The sparkling water is tasting very fresh on your holiday in Italy.
Det brusvandet smager rigtig friskende på ferien i Italien.
These are good things.
Det er gode ting.
And I don't think this is an appeal to feel bad about good things.
Og det her det er ikke en opfordring til at føle dårlige om gode ting.
It's an appeal to not forget where they come from.
Det er en opfordring til ikke at glemme hvor de kommer fra.
You see, we aren't made for things.
Siger, vi er skabt til ting.
We are actually made for God.
Er vi ikke skabt til ting, vi er skabt for Gud.
In Romans 8 verse 36.
Romerbrevet 8 vers 36.
It says for everything comes from him and exists by his power.
At alt det kommer fra ham og eksisterer ved hans kraft.
And is intended for his glory.
Og er skabt for hans herlighed.
All glory to him forever. Amen.
Al ære til ham i evighed. Amen.
Sometimes when we enjoy the freedom we have.
Og nogle gange når vi nyder den her frihed vi har.
The blessings we have.
De velsignelser vi har.
Without giving thanks and acknowledging that it comes from him.
Uden at give tak og anerkende at det kommer fra ham.
It's like we want the kingdom without the king.
Det er som vi ønsker kongedømme uden kongen.
Life is good.
Livet er godt.
But we can't forget where it comes from.
Men vi må ikke glemme hvor det kommer fra.
You know, we have a creator.
Vi har en skaber.
So therefore that means we're created.
Så det betyder altså vi er skabt.
And if we are created,
og hvis vi er skabt,
then it must be for a purpose.
Så må det være til et formål.
What is that purpose?
Og hvad er det formål?
To experience his love,
at opleve hans kærlighed,
and then to glorify him with our life.
Og så at herliggøre ham med vores liv.
If you read through the Old Testament, it's this constant cycle of God's people.
Og hvis du læser gennem Gamle Testamentet, så er det den evige cyklus af Guds folk.
Where they experience him.
Hvor de oplever ham.
And then they live in his blessings.
Og lever i hans velsignelser.
And then they forget about him.
Og så glemmer de ham.
And then it goes bad.
Og så går det dårligt.
And then they cry out to God, help us!
Og de råber til Gud, hjælp os.
And then he saves them again.
Og så redder han dem igen.
And then they forget God again.
Og så glemmer de Gud igen.
Can you relate?
Kan du relatere til det?
Have you ever in your youth prayed crazy prayers like?
Har du nogensinde i din ungdom bedt vanvittige bønner som?
God, if you just help me get that date with that cute girl.
Gud, hvis du bare hjælper mig for en date med den dejlige pige.
I will serve you for the rest of my life.
Så skal jeg tjene dig resten af mit liv.
God, if I can just get this, then you can do whatever you want.
Gud, hvis jeg bare kan få det her, så kan du gøre hvad du vil.
Is that just me or no, Dave? I see those hands.
Er det bare mig eller?
Sometimes God answers our prayer.
Nogle gange så svarer Gud.
And we forget.
Og vi glemmer.
When we go through a life crisis, we're like, God, help me!
Når vi går gennem en livskrise, siger Gud, hjælp mig.
I don't know what to do.
Jeg ved ikke hvad jeg skal gøre.
And we draw close to Him.
Og vi tager tæt, drager nær til ham.
But then what happens when life is good?
Men hvad sker der så når livet er godt?
Sometimes the best we can offer God.
Nogle gange det bedste vi kan tilbyde Gud.
Cheers, thanks for that.
Oh, cheers, tak for det.
That's good.
Det var godt.
Like what you're doing, keep it up.
Ja, godt lige hvad du gør, bare fortsæt med det.
We can't forget.
Vi kan ikke glemme
that life comes from God.
At livet kommer fra Gud.
Did anyone watch the coronation yesterday?
Var der nogen der viste så kroningen i går?
King Charles the Third.
Kong Charles den tredje.
If you, okay, I'm definitely in my age bracket here.
Ja, I min alders gruppe her.
Man, those Brits know how to throw a party.
Briterne ved hvordan man har en fest.
Pomp and class and all of that.
Ja, alt muligt pomp og pragt.
I love how they phrase things.
Jeg kan godt lide hvordan de siger ting.
So in the Westminster Catechism.
Så i katekismen af Westminster,
which is a, you know, a summary of Christian doctrine that was written by the English in the 17th century.
Som en sammenfatning af den kristne lære som blev skrevet i det 17. århundrede.
The first thing it says.
Den første det den siger det er.
What is the chief end of man?
Hvad er hovedformålet hos mennesket?
Well, it is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
Det er at herliggøre Gud og nyde ham for evigt.
That's what it means.
Det er hvad det betyder.
To live a blessed life.
At leve et velsignet liv.
The third thing is this.
Den tredje ting er det her.
Piece of wisdom is to honor God in your youth.
At ære Gud i din visdom.
Or in your life.
Eller i dit liv.
Not just to forget Him.
Ikke bare glemme ham.
But to honor Him.
Men at ære ham.
Honor Him with what?
Ære ham med hvad?
Our gifts,
vores gaver.
Our talents and our resources,
vores talenter og ressourcer.
And our time,
og vores tid.
The beautiful thing about being young,
det smukke ved at være ung,
is that you have lots of time.
Ja, du har masser af tid.
So much time.
Så meget tid.
Way more than when you get married and have kids and all of these crazy things.
Så meget mere når du bliver gift og får børn, alle de her skøre ting.
When you are young, these are your best years.
Når du er ung, så er det her dine bedste år.
The Bible often talks about this principle of the first fruits.
Bibelen taler ofte om princippet om den første frugt.
Giving God your first.
Give Gud din første.
It comes from instructions given to farmers where the first and best produce that they grew every year they would give to God as a sacrifice.
Det kom fra nogle regler om til fædrene at den første vækst der kom frem, den skulle de tage og give til Gud som et offer.
Wouldn't that be awesome if our life is like that?
Ville ikke være fantastisk hvis vores liv var på samme måde.
Our first years are so formative.
Vores første år er så skal formende.
They're so precious.
De er så værdifulde.
We have so much time. They are our best years.
Vi har så meget tid. Det er vores bedste år.
And we should give them to God.
Vi skal give dem til Gud.
To lay them down as an offering.
Til at lægge dem ned som en offer.
And how can I trust God with my life?
Hvordan kan jeg tro have min tillid til Gud med mit liv?
I don't understand everything.
Jeg forstår ikke alt.
Not everything makes sense yet.
Ikke alt skaber mening endnu.
Well, that's where faith comes in.
Men det er der troen kommer ind.
It says in the book of Matthew.
Det siger i Matteus evangeliet.
Seek first the kingdom of God.
Men søg først Guds rige.
And all these things will be added to you.
Så skal alt det andet gives til jer.
But what if I serve God and no one takes me seriously?
Men hvad hvis jeg tjener Gud og ingen tager mig seriøst?
I'm just young and I don't know what I'm doing.
Jeg er bare ung, jeg ved ikke hvad jeg gør.
That's okay.
Det er okay.
I'm old and I don't know what I am doing.
Jeg er gammel, jeg ved ikke hvad jeg gør.
God is the one who knows what he's doing.
Gud er den der ved hvad han gør.
I remember in Australia I ran this small group with a bunch of, I guess you'd say, gymnasium-age students.
Jeg husker, Australien var med den lille gruppe folk fra gymnasiealder.
It was a fun small group.
Det var en meget sjov lille gruppe.
But the whole thing around study and decisions, that was constantly a prayer topic.
Men hele tiden så var det bare et bønneemne omkring studier og ja, hvad det ellers rører sig i skolen.
These guys were busy and under pressure and had to get stuff done.
De havde travlt, de under pres, de havde masser ting de skulle nå.
One of these guys.
En af dem.
I remember would say.
Jeg kan huske at han sagde.
Yeah, I'm going to study.
Ja, jeg skal studere.
I'll prioritize my life.
Prioritere mit liv.
I'll make room so I can still serve God.
Og skabe rum så jeg stadig kan tjene Gud.
So he served on the worship team and he served at church, all of these things.
Så han tjente i lovsangsteamet i kirken og alle de her ting.
Arranged his life around it.
Arrangerede sit liv omkring det.
Well, the other guys in the group, they still loved God and they served where they could.
Og de andre i gruppen, de stadigvæk elskede Gud og tjente der hvor de kunne.
But they didn't prioritize it as much as this one guy.
Men de prioriterede det ikke på samme måde som den her ene.
And I thought, well, this is going to be interesting.
Så jeg tænkte, det her skal blive interessant.
This is going to be a bit of a cultural case study.
Det er lidt en studie af en kulturel sag.
After he graduated.
Så efter han blev færdiguddannet.
Not only did he graduate with much higher grades than the rest.
Ikke bare havde blev færdiguddannet med meget flotte karakterer end de andre.
He was fine. He went through university, got a good career.
Han klarede sig fint. Han kom gennem universitetet og fik en god karriere.
And now he's the youth pastor that in some time replaced me after I left in Australia.
Og nu er han den ungdomspastor, som efter noget tid overtog for mig, da jeg forlod Australien.
I thought that was interesting.
Jeg tænkte, det var interessant.
Because it looked like a risk.
For det så ud som man tog en risiko.
I'm going to make sure I put it in the calendar.
Jeg skriver det i kalenderen.
Just because I'm busy studying and figuring all these things out.
Fordi jeg har så travlt med at studere og finde ud af alting.
Doesn't mean that I'm going to hold back.
Det betyder ikke, at jeg skal holde noget tilbage.
I'm going to give the best of my time.
Jeg skal give det bedste af min tid.
Into serving God.
I at tjene Gud.
And he adds all of these things to you.
Og han giver alt andet.
You never lose by putting God first.
Du mister aldrig ved at sætte Gud først.
That's wisdom.
Det er visdom.
And the fourth and last piece of wisdom.
Og den fjerde og sidste visdom det er.
Is that we would remember him before the door of life's opportunities are closed.
At vi husker ham før at dørene af livets muligheder de lukker.
It sounds a little bit scary and dark.
Det lyder lidt skræmmende og mørkt.
But the way I read that is this.
Men som jeg læser det, så er det sådan her.
It's not that the door is closing.
Det er ikke at døren lukker.
It's that the door is open.
Det er at døren, den er åben.
Today is an opportunity.
I dag er en mulighed.
We have a moment.
Vi har et øjeblik.
And whether we're young or whether we're not.
Om vi er unge eller vi ikke er unge.
We still have today.
Så har vi stadig i dag.
There still is an opportunity.
Der er stadigvæk en mulighed.
Even if we've messed things up.
Selvom vi har skabt rod i det hele.
Or made a series of bad decisions.
Eller truffet en række dårlige beslutninger.
That's okay.
Så er det okay.
The chance isn't over yet.
Muligheden er ikke væk endnu.
As long as you are alive.
Så længe du er live.
God has a plan for you here and now.
Så har Gud en plan for dig her og nu.
And the door is open.
Og døren den er åben.
I just want to pray for a moment before we close.
Jeg vil bare gerne bede et øjeblik før vi lukker.
If you want to, you can close your head and bow your eyes. No. Close your eyes and bow your heads.
Hvis du vil, så kan du gerne lukke dine øjne og bøje hovedet.
Don't close your heads. That's a bad idea.
Luk ikke hovederne, det er en dårlig idé.
Tomorrow is promised to no one.
I morgen er det ikke løftet til nogen.
In Proverbs 27 it says don't boast about tomorrow.
Ordsprogene 27 siger pral ikke af dagen i morgen.
Because you don't know what it will bring.
Fordi du ved ikke hvad den bringer.
Today is an opportunity.
I dag er en mulighed.
To respond to Jesus.
Til at give tilbage svar til Jesus.
And his plan for your life.
Og hans plan for dit liv.
No matter how young or how old.
Det, uanset hvor ung eller hvor gammel.
The best decision you can make.
Den bedste beslutning du kan tage.
Is to put your faith and your trust.
At sætte din tro og din tillid.
In the hands of the one who created you.
I hænderne på ham, som skabte dig.
He didn't just create you.
Han ikke blot skabte dig.
He created you with a plan and a purpose.
Men han skabte dig med et formål og en plan.
And if you want to be included in a prayer this morning.
Så hvis du vil være inkluderet i denne bøn denne morgen.
Whether it's for the first time or the 100th time.
Om det er for første gang eller 100. gang.
If you'd like to place your life in the hands of your loving creator God.
Hvis du vil placere dit liv i hænderne af din skabende elskende Gud.
I'd just love for you to put your hand in the air as a sign of, yeah, I want you to include me in that prayer.
Så vil jeg bare gerne, at du rækker din hånd op som et tegn på, at jeg vil gerne blive inkluderet i den bøn.
And I'll include you in this prayer.
Så skal jeg nok inkludere dig i den bøn.
If you want to say this morning, God, I want to put my place my life in your hands.
Hvis du gerne vil sige den her morgen, Gud, jeg vil gerne placere mit liv i dine hænder.
Right now, today.
Lige nu, i dag.
Thank you.
Tak.
God, I thank you that you're in this room.
Gud, jeg takker for, at du er i det her rum.
I thank you that you see everybody who's responding.
Jeg takker, at du ser, hvad den eneste af dem, der giver tilbage svar.
God, I pray that you meet them with your presence right now.
Gud, jeg beder bare, at du møder dem med din nærvær lige nu.
Your love and your assurance.
Din kærlighed og din bekræftelse.
That you have everything sorted out.
At du har alt planlagt.
Because you hold the plan for our life.
Du har planen for vores liv.
Why don't we, if you want to be included in this prayer, why don't you just repeat the words after me?
Hvis du gerne vil være inkluderet i den her bøn, så bare gentag ordene efter mig.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Kære Herre Jesus.
Thank you for dying on the cross for me.
Tak for at du døde på et kors for mig.
Thank you for making a way for me to come to you.
Tak for at du skabte vej for mig til at komme til dig.
I thank you for your love.
Jeg takker dig for din kærlighed.
I thank you for your plan.
Jeg takker dig for din plan.
And I choose to receive it in faith today.
Og jeg vælger at tage imod den i tro i dag.
Help me understand.
Hjælp mig til at forstå.
Lead me step by step.
Led mig skridt for skridt.
In your plan and your purpose for my life.
Din plan og dit formål for mit liv.
May I know your love.
Må jeg kende din kærlighed.
And may I bring you glory.
Og må jeg herliggøre dig.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.